Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're going to bring on our wonderful technical BBS person here, Seth, and he has some information for everybody about a dial-up system. So if you wish to listen to us, I believe, on a telephone line. So, Seth, I'll turn it over to you for a minute.
Hi, Ron. Thank you very much for that intro. It's not actually for telephone listeners. That's a separate system. What we've got now are two 8K streams so that if you don't have a broadband connection like DSL, cable, these low-quality streams, which I think are still great for talk, they'll let you listen in on a dial-up modem, one of the old school, 2400 baud modems. You can still listen to BBS radio. So that's all there is to it, Ron.
Okay, great. So do we have to do anything special, or just
No. Anyone with a low-speed modem can just go to bbsradio.com and go to the Station 1 page, or Station 2 on Fridays and Saturdays, and tune in there.
If they click on anything special, or just
Well, the links are sort of down below. They're just below the show picture, and they have a line of icons for the MP3 streams. And then just below that, we have the two 8K streams. We offer them in MP3 format and the more advanced AAC Plus format.
Okay,
oh, and we have the
great
mobile streams there as well. We offer a 24K, 48K, and 64K AAC Plus streams designed for mobile phones.
Okay, so that's great. So they can also go on the telephone and listen also.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We do have a dial-in conference number that people can also just call in to listen to the show.
Okay. Well, thank you, Seth.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great show.
Hey. So, everybody, let's get started clearing here. I'll see if Annika's on. Anything on the fast chat, Annika, from maybe last time or...
Yeah, I'm just, I am looking here, and it's talking about, how we got an extra hour, and it changed times a little bit for George, I think, who's in Australia, and how certain things can kind of throw us off a little bit, like jet lag feeling, time adjustments, and that sort of thing. So Janice was saying that she did a few timeline crashes on that. Depression from lack of sunlight. And maybe it would be good to do timeline crashes for, things like shifting in time or that sort of thing, too. I don't know. It's just an idea. I'm just reading what was on the fast chat before here. And Marie,
Yeah, what I was thinking, since... we're kind of talking about maybe some people are on a timeline. Remember, we did change time. Oh, boy. And maybe their timeline did not get inserted properly. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Even though you changed your clock, maybe the timeline now is not correct for you. So let's just try that. I don't know.
Yeah.
So here we go, everybody. So we'll just see if you feel better, because you might be living in a different time, not connected to the timeline, because you were on a different timeline than what you're on right now, but the timeline might not be connected to your body properly. So hopefully that makes sense to everybody. We'll do a clearing here, and we'll put you onto the now timeline, and then from there, all your connections into parallel lifetimes will be formed off of that, unfortunately, but you got to be here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Very interesting. They might even be able to put you into a timeline with a twisted body or something, too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So let's take this timeline and make sure that you are, in a sense, standing in on the timeline correctly. You don't want to be upside down or sideways on it. So let's just see what happens here. Remember, they have to connect you somehow to a timeline. Yeah, so here we go. Get you corrected to this proper timeline in the now, right now. So 1, 2, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And if you did feel a change on that, if you'd like to call in, that'd be wonderful. Or maybe just do a quick, fast chat note there of what you experienced. Because we did go through a time change in our reality here. I think Arizona stays the same. But most of us probably did the shift. So we'll turn it back over to you, Annika.
Yeah, I see one comment already here. Marcy says, it feels better for me. So something there is helping her, just what you did then. So maybe for someone who's brand new, maybe we can explain what it is with different timelines a little more. I know you went into it a little bit, but we might have new listeners that have never, ever heard about this. And what are we talking about? And also, after that, I wanted to ask you, because Larry had some questions about the Earth Spirit.
So, well, timeline is your parallel lifetimes. That's being in a sense, a multidimensional being, which they talk about with the New Age movement, which means that you are in more than one place at one time. And that's not light energy. That's darkness, because in light, you only have one life in the now. And that's the difference. So the timelines are multiple lifetimes, parallel lifetimes. That's for most people, when you have deja vu. Some people have it maybe once a year or something like that, and they wonder, well, this is really weird. I saw this event, and now I'm experiencing it. Or I saw this event, and I decided to change my reality, so maybe some negative thing didn't happen to you. And then you saw everybody else on that timeline, much like having an accident or something, on a situation where you're actually taking yourself out of that script. Maybe you stopped your car or something, or didn't want to go to the curb, or the car ran over the curb and maybe hit a few people, and you would have been there, but you decided maybe just to stop a little bit premature and just maybe scratch your head or something, and then all of a sudden you saw it happen before your eyes, and you go, oh man, what happened here? I could have been there. And I'm sure there's a lot of people, I've heard this story a lot of times. When the towers went down, that the people there maybe had the insight not to come to work. That could be one way of looking at it. And another way is maybe they were told not to come to work, but I won't get into that one. I have heard people say that, yeah, I was going to go to work and I didn't feel well that day, or my canary had a tummy ache or something and I had to stay home or whatever, and they eliminated that process. So they may have saw what was going on, or they just didn't see it. And, they were reading the timelines of the Akashic Records, which is a dark side script. And they saw that. And then from there, they decided to act upon it, maybe not knowing why they're acting on it, but they just didn't feel like going to work. So that's, what can happen. So
yeah, very interesting.
Timelines are what you don't want to be on. You want to be on the timeline, only one, in the now. That's what we're on right now. And as you go away from that timeline, then you get into parallel lifetimes. And we do have a lot of parallel lifetimes running. You could be running, 1,000 or more of those at one time with different emotional issues. And in your place here is a clone version of you. That gets really deep for the first-time listener until you really realize and see what's happening to people around you. You almost have to look at what I tell you as like, you're okay, you're perfect, and everybody else is having this problem. And if you look at it that way, then you can understand what I'm talking about. If you put yourself in the role of like, am I really a clone? Then, you're going to have some problems with that, because you may not understand what I'm talking about, because a clone now is going to be balking because it knows that it's not real, doesn't want to hear that information. So, back to you, Annika.
Okay, and for those people that wonder how can we deal with that, there's excellent clearings for to deal with timelines on the Creation Light Chip website, which is creationlightchip.com, and there's timeline crashing and space-time crashing and that sort of thing that you can do to help yourself to remove yourself off those parallel lives, which are called timelines. So If you want to know more, there's also lots and lots of archives that are free on Ron's website. It's archive.org, and you can go there, or you can sign up with BBS and listen to the archives through BBS. And there's also lots of archives of the Q&A questions and that sort of thing. And you can go to Wikipedia and find questions and answers there and information about the different past shows that Ron has been doing. I think, you know, Ron, you kept saying even a while ago that you had over 500, so you must have over a lot more than that now, too. So there's a lot.
About 1,000, I would guess.
About what?
Probably about 1,000, I think.
Wow, yeah.
Somebody could
check that one
maybe
day.
Check on that, you know, listen to each one of them. But,
yeah.
In fact, what we'll do here, just to have some fun, we turn the clocks back, I believe, on Saturday night, right? So Sunday we'd be in a different timeline, right? So let's go back to Friday, okay? So we're going to take the timeline of Friday and the timeline of today, and we're going to sample the two. So this is you're going to realize and maybe see a difference in it. And maybe you might find that you may have liked the new one better or the older one better. You know, I don't know, but there's probably going to be a difference on it. Let me get some water here. So here we go. I'm going to take you from this timeline, which is an hour ahead, right? Which means, ideally, you're an hour in the future from Friday. And here we go. No, wait, fall back. Yeah, so we're back an hour. Correct? Yeah, we're 1 hour back. Spring ahead, fall back. So we're back an hour.
Yep, back an hour.
So we went backwards on a timeline, okay? So so we're going to go to Friday, which will put us ahead an hour. Okay. Boy, it's complicated, isn't it? Here we go.
Yes,
Friday's timeline. Here we go, everybody. Just sit where you are and just see if you happen to shift a lot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I'm looking at this here now, and I'm saying, gee, those poor clones had a hard time because they are synced into the timeline that you're in. So that means that you'd have to now bring back clones of you probably from the other timeline on Friday because we instantly did we did time traveling. That's what we did, actually. So the clones could not probably exist, the ones that you had 10 minutes ago, probably could not exist with your programs on a timeline from Friday. Okay? So let's just see what people comment on. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, there's a few comments like Keith had a switcheroo pulled on me looking backward through time before. That's kind of interesting, and I'm not exactly sure if you have a specific example to that or if it was more just you're relating to the weekend, which is an interesting way to say it. And Larry was talking about the Earth Spirit's ascension before, and obviously that hasn't happened yet, and somebody was mentioning we will be celebrating by getting out of here. And yes, that's for sure, because I was asking, can we celebrate the Earth Spirit's ascension? But obviously that hasn't happened, but I'm not sure if he just meant to celebrate that we're up, that the Earth Spirit has gone up in percentage-wise in preparation for ascension.
I don't know what to do with that one.
Can you talk a little about that?
Might be a good idea, but I think I better put people back into this timeline first here.
Oh, yeah.
Right, here we go, everybody.
Get back.
Remember, so now we got to go back into our timeline, do another timeline jump. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. Tell your feeling. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, the comments are on here now. I see Janice saying, my head is spinning. Tanya says, wow, I feel much more present. That is fantastic. George is commenting on his line to Sydney is very clear. So his line through the audio online is what I'm guessing, because I think you're not calling in yet, even though we were talking about that before. But much more clear to Sydney, so thank you. Yeah, that is kind of what I've seen from those, from what you just did, Ron. So let's say somebody has an intuitive flash, like I say Mika is commenting on. You feel something, or you just see something, or you dream something, that it's good to do timelines on those, timeline crashing. So I'm just going to read what she says here. Mika, intuitive flash this morning, light of darkness being infused into ley lines now. Been doing clearings lately on those. Anything else I can do, Ron? And she says, maybe the crystal skull's journey causing this.
Boy, okay, so the light of darkness would connect to the ley lines, because the ley lines are the energies of, I'll use the word grid lines, might be the same thing. I'd use them, you know, interchangeably. So these are the places where you normally live. Your house would be on one, even your workplace. So, they would fuse some kind of energy there to use that for abductions. And that's why they want to do that, to control you or to send energy to your body. And that would be, in a sense, how you ground here. So you're grounding into a ley line controlled by darkness. So that's like your GPS location. In fact, we'll just take that off of you for this show here. Here we go, taking away the that GPS location where you're sitting or wherever you are right now, so you can have some freedom of not being controlled by the energies, we'll just say down below. So here we go, coming off the ground of the earth. So one, taking this away from you. Two, three, might feel like a helium balloon going up here. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one more release here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Annika, we'll see what we get for questions there or answers. Or, and we do have call-ins today. If you people want to call in, just check the BBS page. It's on Creation Lightship. Healing page on BBS, the different phone numbers there. So we're on Station 1 today, which you probably realize, but if you want to call in and tell us how you're feeling about what we just got through doing. What I'm going to do, I'm just thinking, most people are used to hearing, like in the Expos, body, mind, spirit. So we'll just try an experiment here. This will be a test, so we got to make sure that you all get A's on it. But let's do a body timeline crash, a mind timeline crash, and a spirit timeline crash. And maybe they're on different timelines. I don't know. Very possibly they could be. So here we go. Timeline crash for your body. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. This will be the same agenda on each one of these here. And body, mind. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And spirit. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. And I just see a thing from Eddie. He wants to know why maybe he felt more in wholeness. Maybe he's asking that because he went into we went into Friday, I'm guessing. So going back. This time it was not connected in my continuity.
Going back this time, I was not connected in more continuity. I felt more wholeness. Why?
Okay, so the wholeness may be being, I'm thinking that he's saying he felt better on Friday than he did today. And that's, if that's the case, if that's the question, the reason would be is because you have this programmed agenda for a whole year. Well, no, not a whole year, until we change the clocks back, okay? And you have that programmed agenda of all the clones programming with you. And now it's a whole different programming. So the timeline has changed. And, you know, that can mean quite a bit if you can wrap your mind around that, because the mind is what's taking you there. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, I also saw Lewis was asking, was that clearing supposed to delete parallel timelines?
No, it would not. I just changed the timelines on you. The grid line one, if you're talking about that, should make you feel much better right now, because you should feel like you're freer. But you're still going to be on a timeline. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, and when we mention timelines, that's the parallel, same as the parallel lifetimes. So same kind of thing.
And that's also your dream state.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, good thing to crash dreams. If you notice dreams, then you want to go on the timeline crashing and keep crashing those. It's great. Yeah, I also know that some, Janice was mentioning that, you know, she's been crashing for or changing because of the less sunlight, and it made me think about the mind of the body clearing, and that's a whole lifetime clearing that really helps with the body just healing. And is there anything else that you can recommend if somebody's feeling a little bit like lacking because of not enough vitamin D or not enough sunlight in winter?
Yeah, the body rejuvenation one might help that somewhat too.
And the
circulatory. So the webmaster is getting real close to putting up that special that we are going to be having with those particular clearings. So maybe up, hopefully within a week here. So that'll be a special package. It should go through to the end of January. And it will be, I believe, $200. And you're going to have, I think, maybe four or five clearings on that. So it'll be a bundle. Type of clearing where you can select different ones and do them. And this is for, you know, like a body jump start. So back to you, Annika.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great. So the ley lines also, I know there's the Earth barcode and there's a few of the Earth disconnect that can help if you're being, you know, one of the ones that get really, that really feel that kind of thing. There's a lot of those kind of clearings. Like, there's nothing specifically called for ley lines, but there is a lot of relating to the Earth or being connected to what's here on the Earth.
Yeah, that'd probably be considered the Earth cording.
Yeah, the Earth cording would be really good. Or the Earth barcode, the Earth barcode.
Yeah, that one can also help out to release you from that energy too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so George is asking, he's asking for your opinion of the threefold flame anchored within our heart. So I'm not sure
that
if that's
you know, the teachings of the darkness of bringing forth an energy. So remember, your heart energy, in the light of the darkness, that would be a correct probably statement. They could create anything in the heart that they would want to connect you with for abductions, and that's all that would be. But in the light, there's no such thing as that, because the light does not change frequencies in order to give you a different type of maybe sensation or anything else. And so that's kind of one of the misnomers that we have is these spiritual teachings that a lot of people have experimented with, and it might feel good, And you might like that as the energy comes in, but in true light, it doesn't exist. So all you are is a spirit, and the spirit energy of who you are is in your heart. And that's why when you get into peace, everybody is on that same, say, wavelength, and that's what's so nice about that. So, and there's no difference. Otherwise, you'd be in judgment. in your heart, and when you're in judgment there, then all of a sudden nothing seems to be real. So your only security that you have is going into your heart center. And that's kind of the way it is there. So when you start looking outside of yourself for something, which would be like the threefold flame in your heart, then it just means the darkness is there trying to dilute your energy. So back to you, Annika.
All right. Yep, there's a lot out there that can just kind of dilute our energies too. So can we have get us heart-centered with you today, Ron, like for doing that, the mind-to-heart drop with you, even though it's something that most people, I think, are doing themselves, but let's say you haven't really done that with you yet. Can you do a sample of that?
Yeah, so what you do is you have to command your spirit. If you don't command your spirit to do this for you, then you're going to be in darkness, like you probably have always have been going to churches and thinking that you become heart-centered, or you ask people about if they're heart-centered, and they always say yes, because the mind will bring you into the heart of the mind energy, and you will think that you're in your heart. But when you're truly in source energy with your spirit in your heart, then you're in non-judgment. So here we go. I count from 10 to 1 backwards so that you can drop down, feel your thoughts dropping down into your heart. Here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. So now that you're in your heart, if you look around for the threefold flame, you know, the violet flame, whatever is there that other people teach you, you're going to find that it's not there. It doesn't exist. Because you're in source energy now with your spirit. And this is the way it is. So that this is how you know that. If it's a correct teaching or not, if it shows up there, then it would be true. But you're in non-judgment, so naturally you cannot delineate source energies into different colors there. It's all source energy. Plus, if you could do that, you might be missing a frequency, and, boy, you wouldn't want to do that. So anyway, back to you, Annika. And then you would not be whole.
And I saw somebody, Freedom, I think. It moved away now. Sorry about that. Getting back to Freedom's question, and Freedom was mentioning, moved away here, but it was about something going on, intestinal disturbances or something to, yes, intestinal disturbance clearing. Is there anything we can do for that, or you can help with, Ron?
Boy, I don't know. I can put some. I'll do a chakra alignment for people. That I can do. So here we go. Heart chakra, reposition that. Just seeing two chemtrails in Mount Shasta here coming up. Very interesting. So hopefully the wind will blow them away here. Yep, they're moving to the right from where I'm sitting here, so that's very good. They'll probably be out of here in a few minutes. Lightship will move them out of Mount Shasta. So here we go. Where were we, Annika? I was concentrating on
you
that.
You mentioned the chemtrails there, and that's what brought us
think
about that. But we were talking about, yeah, I know. Me, I kind of followed you. Freedom said if you can do a clearing for intestinal
disturbance. Chakra alignment. Here we go, heart
chakra. Chakra alignment, that's right.
Okay, here we go, heart chakra, heart's positioned properly, throat, third eye, and below the heart, power chakra, good, second, and first. There we go. So the chakras are in alignment. We'll do an opening to increase the energy. So here we go, heart chakra, spin, open. And next chakra here, spin, open. That was your throat, third eye, spin, open. Going back down now to your power chakra, spin, open. Second chakra, spin, open. First chakra, spin, open. Okay, you should feel probably better, everybody. And back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, we're going a little bit back to the clones and that sort of thing. I see talking about food and asking about clones making us crave different food possibly, and possibly after we've gotten rid of them, would that mean that we would be more in tune with eating healthy possibly?
Yeah, I did. When I first did the clone removal, one lady that I was sitting with, we were at a little location that had desserts. There's a lot of those around in New York, so if you live in New York, you know what I'm talking about. But you know, they're on every block. There's something to eat anywhere and everywhere. But we were sitting in there, and all of a sudden, she got one of these cupcakes with a lot of frosting on it, and she's eating it. So I asked her if she wanted me to do the clone thing just as a sample, and naturally she said yes. So I took out, I don't know how many clones, maybe 30, 40 of them. And she had the thing about half-eaten, and then once she became real, a real is a real human, rather than a clone eating the cupcake, she couldn't eat it anymore because it was too sweet. She didn't even like the taste of it. So the clone brought her that maybe addiction or just wanted to eat, through its program, something very, very sweet. Now, once she became real, the physical body says, wait a minute, I don't want to eat this. Now, the clone body didn't really care. The physical body did. So, back to you, Annika.
Wow, that is so interesting. So, another reason for why we are possibly hooked on certain things then. So, yeah, I bet many of us can't wait for that one.
In fact, what I'll do on the conference call coming up here, the people that will be on it, I will do, I'll probably do three clone bodies for them on the conference call here. So if you're interested in experiencing that before other people actually have the clearing up, and I won't do any more of these on BBS for the clone bodies, but if you get on the call, you can experience that, and hopefully the clearing will be up in about a week or two. But if you do want to come on the conference call, it's $20 for tonight, and you can have that wonderful experience.
But so for people to get on it, should they just go on the website and pay for that particular call?
Yeah, that is correct. And maybe you can talk about the conference calls that we have, Annika.
So when you go to purchase a conference call, you go to the website, and on the left-hand side, you will see a list of all the online healings, which is a book up top. Underneath that, you see a healing login. That's where you log in when you bought a clearing. And then under that, you see recommended healings and free healings. There's actually quite a bit of the free healings. If you haven't done them, go ahead and do all those. They're fantastic. The 2,000-year barcode removal is especially great to do on other people when you want to tell them about the creation light chip or anything that you know they might not have been able to hear before. So that's at least what some of us have experienced. Gotten a lot easier. I know Carrie has said that a few times, I think. So underneath there, you will come to... Oh, I just had it here. Purchase conference calls. It's underneath a few different things there about Ron and about Jesus foretelling the coming of Ron, upcoming expos, testimonials, and underneath there you will see purchase conference calls. So you click on that, and there you can purchase a conference call. And you can just do that by PayPal. And let's say you want to go on that one today. It's all on there. You can also, of course, go in at the same place and get your 8-hour healing intensive conference calls, which are coming up now on November 13th, 20th, and 27th. Every month, Ron is also doing the monthly 4-hour ascension preparation call. and that is on November 12. If you can't listen to this, if you're not able to be home and listen to your phone or wherever you are, if you have a phone with you and you can't do the whole call, that's okay. You can always be absentee. You can, for instance, come on in the beginning or come on after you get home from work or whatever you're doing. So it's totally fine. It will still work. And especially since we know the Earth Spirit is up to a really good place for actually us getting all prepared to go out, get out of here. So, those conference calls are incredibly, incredibly helpful to get that, for us to get more cleared and just even to give you a better life for being here while you're here. I saw George before just asking about commanding the spirit. I don't think there is any specific wording. It's just basically what I've said. I think it's just very good to actually command the spirit because it's, I've noticed that my spirit listens to when I say it as a command. Anything you want to add there, Ron?
Yeah, that's the reason why you want to command it, because it basically is monitoring all of your thoughts in the daytime, waiting for it to be commanded to do what it needs to do, or for you to talk to it. And, just think of all the trash that it has to go through to listen, hoping that you're going to communicate to it. That's probably why the spirits here get so contaminated, is because the mind is working. So you have to command your spirit to have any action done for yourself. That's the way the healings actually work. So just command your spirit. Say, I'll command my spirit too. And then whatever that would be, that's what it would be that you want it to do. I will say, talking to a wonderful lady today, and she was saying that when I did the plant decloning, she actually saw her plant move. Maybe some leaf moved or the stalk moved, but the plant did do a physical relocation a little bit, okay? And, once you notice that, and once you become real for that short amount of time, you really get a handle on what's happening to people on this planet and why everybody's so corrupted with judgment, because it's not the real person, it's the clones doing all this stuff. And, once you get the handle on that and can finally see that, and you're not going to know it until you have, a clone clearing. And maybe it might take maybe 10 of those to actually see the difference, and it's nice to watch other people. But once you finally understand it, then you know why this Earth is so contaminated. And, you have to get yourself out of that mode to become a real human again. And for the first-time listeners, that's going to sound pretty bizarre, but this is what we're all about, is to get you in your body with the real you, the real light energy of your physical body and your spirit for ascension. Remember, the clones cannot ascend. And that's the problem that you have, or humanity has here, I should say, also, is that that's why you're still here. There's probably a clone in you when Jesus walked the earth, and you could not do anything to do the ascension because you were not here. So, back to you, Annika.
All right. So, that new clone clearing, somebody was asking if you can do it here. Well, Ron just said he won't be doing it on this call, but he will be doing them on the conference call. So you can get on those conference calls. And also, I also saw somebody ask about parasite clearings. Yes, they're also done on the conference calls. It's incredible what gets removed. And under the recommended healings on the website, you will see the alien attack removal. You can just click on that, and I think it even is quite a bit of information there on that, and you can read up about what that is all about. And obviously, there's a lot on that clearing. It's one of the ones that I keep doing all the time. And, yeah, that's an excellent one to get rid of parasites and anything else that is attacking in that sort of way. It's quite interesting. Shannon's asking, the new clone clearing, can it be done for others?
Well, yes, it could be. But personally, don't waste your time on other people, because you're going to be doing probably 100,000 or more of those on yourself to get real here. So, you know, let them do their own clearing, because you don't want to miss the boat for ascension. And that's just the way it is. Remember, the only thing that's going to save you and help you is yourself and having your spirit energy be with you. So, you know, and the clearings are here to help you not to go out and disperse your energy, you know, across the world here to help other people, because at the very end, what did you get out of it yourself? You know, the darkness would love to have you do this for everybody, to go on there and be on clearings for everybody else here, maybe all your relatives and your family members for 24/7, and what's it really doing for you? You know, that's the bottom line, is that you are here responsible for yourself and no one else. And it might sound a little selfish that way, but, you know, when you look at how corrupted the place is here, and if you do catch on, you know, you could talk to, 1,000 people about the light shift, and they may not even understand it because of the clone programs that are in their body working with the clones. Okay, remember, the clones have programs. These are the parallel lifetimes. So I was talking earlier today. So I'll just describe how the clones work so you can kind of get a clue on this here. So let's say that you're at your house and you decide to make a grocery list. So what happens is a clone will come into you on timelines. So now you're switching timeline. Maybe before that you were watching TV, for instance, or listening to the radio. So now all of a sudden you go, I got to make a grocery list. So all of a sudden your mind goes blank. And the time stops. They bring in a new clone, all many different timelines. So you can now go inside of your kitchen, check out your cupboards, refrigerator, to buy groceries. So this is a whole different set of clones that want to buy that want to buy the groceries. So they go and check out your cupboards, everything else. Now you have to go into your car to drive. Okay, those clones left you. Now you're on a whole different set of clones to drive your car. You pull into the parking lot, and now new clones will come into you. You know, again, it could be 1,000 timelines of these clones coming in to experience your experience, because they want to live through you. And you get the grocery carts and go into the store, and maybe those are separate clones there. And now all of a sudden, they stop time again. Each time the time is stopped, a new timelines are brought forth, and now you have the clones in you that are reading the grocery list that could be completely different than the ones that made the list. And now they're checking out what type of food you want to get, or what they want to get. So now you go up to a clerk and you say, okay, I need to find potato chips. What aisle is potato chips on? So that's the keyword. Remember, they have keywords that the clones transmit to you, just like your psychic billboard. So now he has to automatically switch his clones over to what aisle the potato chips are on, because maybe the ones that he's working with, maybe he's in the aisle that's dealing with maybe dish soaps, okay? And all those clones in him know about dish soaps. So they pop out, the new ones come in who know about where to find potato chips, and they'll tell you, okay, go over here. And you can watch people shift and change. So now you're now moving your cart over to get the potato chips. And you get those. Now you have to go to the checkout counter. Well, does your clones that are in you know how to open your purse up or wallet to pay for this? They may not know that. A whole new set of clones come into you who know how to do this, because they want to have that experience, okay? And maybe they want to be tricky and have you lose your purse or wallet at the time or drop something out of it. Maybe on one of the timelines they want to actually examine this for you and have fun with your money, you know, playing with your money and stuff on a timeline. So that can happen there too. So now you get your groceries bagged, you get the shopping cart, going out to the store, And lo and behold, another whole group of clones come into you, because naturally the ones that knew how to grocery shop know nothing about pushing the cart around cars through the parking lot to find your car. So a new set of clones come in, and this is probably why you go, man, I thought I parked over here today. And you're looking all over the parking lot, and you don't know where your car is. And you think, man, am I stupid? How could I do this? So you maybe you have a newer car, and you push the button, and you know the horn goes off, and you go, man, it's like, you know, 500 feet away. And then you go, oh, yeah, that's where I put my car. That's because the clones that parked your car now came back into your body. And so now you get into your car, and maybe they don't know how to drive all the way home, right? So, you know, a new set of clones come in, and you finally get home. Maybe you have to get another set of clones that was with you initially who looked in the cupboards in your refrigerator, and they'll put your groceries away. So that's the way clones work. And you wonder, well, gee, if I just went through, you know, maybe 10 different sets of clones in the last 2 hours with thousands of timelines, maybe there's 1,000 timelines for the 10 clones, that's 10,000 timelines that you're experiencing, okay? Then what's going on, you know? And you wonder why your life is not working properly? Because you're not here. And they're having that experience living life into this timeline that you're living on and many other timelines. And that's why your life is not working out well for you. Because you're not running your life here. This is why the timeline clearings are so good. Works with emotions. And this is why the new clone clearing will be so good also. So I hope that helps you out, everybody. And just think everybody else is doing the same thing that you're doing, or that the clones are doing in your body, attached to your bones. And that's the way it works. Back to you, Annika.
Wow, yeah, that's a spin right there. Somebody mentioned, I think, Mika, that spinning felt like a twirly world, trapped in time like a figure eight. And somebody said, yes, being trapped in time is like chasing your tall in cyclic circles. Also, Shannon said that what she meant with her question there about the clone clearing, she meant for her husband. She says he works every day. And is there a way for her to do two people if she bought it for him too? Or would that interfere, you're saying, with her own?
I don't know quite yet, okay, how that's going to work out. I don't know. Because you don't want him to have clones come into him that don't know what they're doing if he's doing something very technical or something. You know, I just don't know how to present that out with, you know, to tell you yes or no.
Yeah, maybe we have to kind of get there and start doing them, and then you'll be able to see and let us know, huh?
Yeah, this is probably the first time in the history of the Earth that we're doing clone healings to get these clones out of humans or out of bones to become human.
Goodness, yep. So George is having a voice in his head, and he's commenting on that here, that he actually feels that this voice has really helped him. He says it's a good voice, and he often has made a call to the source of all there is and also Archangel Michael. And he says he's received tremendous help and security. So what is he actually connecting to?
Well, first of all, the source energy does not bring forth the Archangel Michael and everything else that people talk about. So that's not here from the light. And you cannot connect to source energy because the source energy would actually terminate you instantly, you know, like a bug zapper will say, because you're full of darkness. So you can't go to the light. Now, stating that, there is good information in the light of the darkness. So you are going into the light of the darkness to get that information. And of course, it can be good information. You know, the darkness does a lot of things that can help you. Darkness can heal you. But, you know, what's the net result at the very end of it? What are you hooked up to? That's why you want to do the mind-to-heart drop. And that's what we always talk about, is doing that to become in peace. Remember, anything in your mind, if you hear it in your mind, that's darkness energies, because the mind's controlled by darkness. So that's a dead giveaway, that what you're hearing is not from the light. Could it be good information? Of course it could be. You know, but typically you want to go into your heart center, and then from there you're going to really know what's happening. And You may have to step in the darkness a little bit to get into judgment so you can have information or just to have discernment. Because you have to be able to somehow be in discernment to figure out what you want to do. And that's similar to judgment, but, you know, it's a way that you can evaluate without judging. So,
yeah.
I guess we've got a few minutes left here. We have an 8-hour call coming up this Sunday, along with a 4-hour on Saturday. So this will be our healing intensives that we do once a month. We did not do it last month because I was traveling a lot. And that's probably an understatement. And
it sounds like this is going to be a really big month, Ron. So
this will be a big month, yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Plus, we have the wonderful date of 11-11-11 coming up. I'm checking into that right now, what to do about that.
That was sarcasm, by the way. I just think I should mention that.
Yeah.
For those who haven't
we'll,
heard you.
Right, we'll see what happens with people here. I guess that's probably it. So if you want to experience what it's like to have a some clones being released out of you so you become human, we'll see who comes on the call today. See how many of you are awake. Remember, your clones in you probably will not want you to pay one penny to have this done. Remember, you have to remember that clones do not want to have this work done because they will lose their happy home. They'll be terminated. So it's going to have to be your spirit telling you that this is what you need. And not that you want it, but you need it. You're not in lack of this because you have plenty of clones. Remember, when you want something, it means that you're in lack of it. And you have plenty of clones, so you're not in lack of clones. What you want to have is get these things out of you. And we'll just see how many people are awake out there listening right now, and we'll see if you come on the call or not to have this experience. So the call will be in a half an hour, basically, half past the hour. So I'll say blessings to all of you and have a wonderful evening. Good night, everybody.
Thank you. Thanks. Good night.